boy, Matthew, he passed away now 4 years ago. He was 21. And so, you know, Mary Rose Center in the Institute, they were just so sweet, even though I was not working at Mary Rose Center anymore. You know, families came and gave us expression of their love and concern. But it was beautiful that way that he passed away. He kind of prepared us. And then we were all together as a family, you know, the rest of the five kids. And then he just left. And, you know, it was, of course, pretty sad. But the same moment, we were grateful for just learning through him. I think children or anyone that has kind of this, what is called developmental disabilities, for me, really are nothing but different abilities. They see the world in a very different way than I do, and we should never treat them as less than ourselves. I think also we need to be sensitive by using what is called people-first language.
Right.
So we don't say, oh, my son is autistic. So the right way to say that is, I said, my son has autism, because such a developmental disability or diagnosis is nothing but a condition of the human being. Just like as someone, you don't say, oh, he or she is cancerous. Well, we say she has cancer, right?
Right?
So the same way, we learn about also mental retardation is something that's still being hearing here and there, mm-hmm. and that is so incorrect. And these friends of us that have that specific diagnosis, they know how you are calling them. So instead of that, we say, you know, has some a challenge on his intellectual abilities, or has a very different way of thinking. So just being more sensitive to that. So, and I do invite the students to be very aware of that. People feel, people sense how we call and how how we treat them. My mother, you know, she's from Mexico. So when she met Matthew, and she'll go like very like self-pity, like, oh my gosh, he's sick. Oh, he's so sick. Like, Mom, he's not sick. You know, and I'm so happy that I went through all the experience, because I was able to teach my mom, is the way that, you know, God brought him to life, and has a mission to fulfill, just like you and me and everybody else. And this is the way he chose to come. That's the way that he, you know, he was called to be. And so he's fulfilling his mission. And I, you know, my mom was in tears and crying, like, oh my gosh, he's so sick, poor little one. And so I said, Mom, do you know that he's not even aware about just the way that we see life, problems and anxiety and concern about news and all this stuff? He's so, he doesn't care about that. He doesn't know about those things. So he's so happy the way that he is. But we, of course, in our perception, in our paradigm, as we see things differently, we think the opposite. But he was so happy. I mean, he'll have his tantrums and his fits and all that. But, you know, we just learned through that also to be more patient and to calm down. And because in a few seconds later after that, he'll be laughing his head off. And in the meantime, we were like, so like, he was so mad and kicking, you know, and doing things. And anyhow, he taught us a lot, you know. And I learned, Hannah, through the years that I think I was the one with a disability, because I was seen in a very wrong way. And so everybody has a gift to give and to share. And sometimes we think that they don't have anything to offer. So I invite us to see them just as a great opportunity to learn from them and grow with them, and just be cool, enjoy them.